What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
Welcome back, everybody, here on What's the Topic with your boy DJ Nave. Yeah. Think I'm gonna stick to Mr. Nash now, you know? Yeah, just take it a step back in terms of the nickname. Yeah, when the right nickname comes, gonna kill it, yeah. So, yeah, welcome back, everybody. Like I said, when we came into the show. Yeah, and something that I would love to say to the audience is thank you very much for listening to the show. Yeah, thank you for the support. Yeah, you guys are awesome. You know that, yeah, you every single person that's all over the world. Yeah, not just talking about one person, you know, in a specific area. No, I'm talking about worldwide. Yeah, you know, you people that are there in USA. Yeah, shout out to you guys there. You guys are awesome. Yeah, everybody there in Egypt. Yeah, you guys are killing it on another level. Yeah, in Dubai, Europe. Yeah, all over. You guys know that you are awesome and you are loved. Yes, you are loved here on What's the Topic by Mr. Nash. Yes, y'all, you heard it. Think I'm gonna cry. Okay, we don't cry. Yeah, we don't cry on this show. No, we don't cry. Crying is not for us, yeah. But yeah, I hope you guys had an awesome week. Yes, week. I said it, week. And I hope your weekend is starting on another level, yeah. On another session, yeah. You know, yeah, you're on the day. Yeah, you almost said the previous, yeah, name, you know. But yeah, forgive me for that, yes. Forgive me for that, yeah. So, this is What's the Topic. And today's topic is going to be very interesting. In fact, what's today's topic? What is the topic? Yes, what is the topic? I mean, you guys saw the topic, so yeah, I don't even need to ask what's today's topic. That's why you guys chose to listen to this show. Yeah, so today we're gonna be talking about something that's interesting because a lot of people's lives actually revolve around this. Yeah, in fact, most of the stuff that you do is based on this topic itself. Yeah, so today's topic is belief. Yes, belief. Yeah, let's just keep it belief. I was gonna say let's change it to something else, you know. Yeah, but we're not gonna do that. We just gonna keep it as belief. Yes, belief. What are your beliefs? Yeah, you know, what do you believe in and all the stuff. So that's what we're gonna be talking about. Yeah, we're gonna be talking about what you believe. Yeah, you know, what your beliefs are and what you believe in. Yeah, did you hear that? Yes. And I know you guys can't wait because it's gonna be on another level. So just like we always do it here on What's the Topic, we take a short refreshment. Yes, very short. You know how it is. Very, very short, in case you didn't know. So we take a short refreshment and then we come back and then we kill the news. So I'll see you guys after this short session and we'll get into the news.
Hey, this is Ashley from Active Worship and you're listening to Active FM.
Welcome back. In fact, I said it 3 times. I think this time I'm not gonna even start saying it. I'm just getting into the topic itself. But yeah, welcome back. That's the 4th one. And today we're gonna get into the news. Yeah, you know how we do it. We get into the news. And in the news, you can even take notes as well. Yes? Just take notes. Yeah, so that you don't forget and say, ah, never knew that. No. DJ Nave told you about it. Yeah, Mr. Nash told you about it. So, first up on the news headlines. So, in fact, I think I should take the first one and, you know, leave it as the last one and then take the last one. Or maybe I should take the second one and leave it as the last one and all the stuff. Okay, but yeah, let's start. Let's kill it. So, first up on the news headlines is basically in India. So, all the people that are in India, start listening. Like, put your ears here. Yeah, make sure your ear is next to the speaker there. If you're listening this, yeah, you're listening to this in the car, put your ears there on the car speaker. Yes, if you're driving, it's fine. You can multitask. Yeah, Just kidding. Yeah, just now we got interesting stuff happening. Don't do that. So, yeah. First up in India, all the India people, you know, the Indians. Yes, I almost said other stuff here. But, yeah, all the people that are in India. So, what is happening right now? Yes, what just recently happened. There was a guru, a killer guru. Imagine. I didn't know these people even exist. So, basically, the killer guru that is in India was sentenced. I almost said sentenced. Yeah, that one. Yes, yeah. You heard it. It's going into the dictionary. Yes, we keep it into the dictionary. The dictionary is still growing. Love it. Yeah. So, basically, the killer guru was sentenced to life. Yes, in prison. Yep, yep. But I'm actually thinking, like, the thing that came to my head is killer guru. Yo, you know, you get your love guru. Yeah, those ones, they tell you, you know, everything about love and all those stuff. Now you got a killer guru. Ah! What does a killer guru do? Hey, that is my question. That was my question in my head. I'm like, okay, what is going on here? Like, yeah, what is this person? Is this person specialized in killing people or organizing murders? What's going on? Like, yeah, what is happening? But yeah, this person, yeah, whatever their title or position, yeah, whatever level that they were on, it definitely got them to where they were not supposed to get to. So yeah, right there, we got a killer guru in India that has been sentenced. Yeah, that one, that's the right word. You know, the tongue is too fast. Sometimes you need to put some brakes on them. Yeah. Yes. So he's in prison for the rest of his life, which is bad. It's like really bad. Can you imagine, yo? It's like really bad, eh? Really, really bad. Like, yeah, why would you even want to end up there? And then we go to the second one, which is in the Middle East. Yes, yes, Middle East. Yeah, shout out to everyone that's there. Yeah. Yes, yes. You guys are awesome. Really awesome. Except, yeah, the stuff that is happening there with people are getting killed and war and all those stuff, that is bad. Like, yeah, sorry for those stuff. And yeah, if you are around the war zones, yeah, areas, yeah, just watch out. Make sure you don't get caught in the crossfire. So yeah, be careful and be aware. Yes, be very aware. But what is happening in the Middle East is basically the Secretary of the States, yeah, which is the USA, and Saudi King basically discussed the disappearance in Istanbul of Jamal Khashoggi. Yes, basically Jamal Khashoggi disappeared. So yeah, the Secretary of the USA and Saudi King were discussing all of those stuff. So I don't know what's going on, man. It sounds like this guy is on some other level, probably blaming them. And yeah, so they're actually sorting out this issue and this matter. So I'm actually praying that this stuff gets sorted so that, yeah, there is no war happening between the, you know, the people in the Saudi Arabia and USA. So I'm praying that they don't actually end up in a war where things are bad. So yeah, that is what is happening in the Middle East. So Jamal Khashoggi, yes, Khashoggi. So Jamal Khashoggi has went missing, and yeah, it's bad. It's bad. They were in the Istanbul area when he went missing. So just keep an eye out for that guy. And if anyone knows any news, just for the peace, spill the beans. Yeah. And then last up on the headlines is basically to all the people that are in Europe. Yes, all the European listeners, this is for you. So you better make sure you're taking notes. So yeah, this is interesting, eh? It's like really interesting. But at the same time, it's awesome. But yeah, it's better, you know. Yeah, these people, I don't understand their lives. So Paris, yeah, basically the Paris attacks, you know, basically what happened is they've been attacking Paris, and what they did is the victim that was basically charged as the one that is causing all of these attacks and all those stuff. So what they said is it was it was fake attacks. So what happened is they jailed a victim that was basically in a position where they said he's the one that has been, you know, causing these attacks. So they jailed this victim for fraud. I was like, what? Eh, this guy is on some other levels, eh? Ha. So yeah, right there, the guy went to jail for fraud. Yes, and he was a victim of an attack. So right there, you're a victim of an attack that just happened, and then you go commit fraud. So it's like really interesting. He might as well be guilty, you know, in terms of the attack. So you never know. Yeah, all those things, they got a pattern. And yeah, they got a pattern of coming back to bite you. So maybe he got away with the attacks, which they said it was a fake attack. Maybe he got away with it, but he never got away with fraud. So yeah, right now he's in jail because of that, which is bad. So yeah, that was it for the news. Hope you guys took notes. Hope you guys got something that gave you knowledge and insight in terms of how and what and where, yeah, not to go, how to live your life, what not to do, and where not to go. So yeah, see you guys after this short break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. So, you know how we do it. We come back for a short session explaining the music and everything. So, music, Christ, music is hot music. And something that I can tell you is we got amazing songs, you know, basically songs that have been released, and they are like really awesome. And yeah, you guys, you know, you should be listening to this stuff. And yo, I mean, they inspire you to do interesting stuff, man. Interesting stuff out there. And yeah, with the topic that we'll be talking about, belief, it's gonna actually touch a lot of things that you know, and it's gonna challenge you with a lot of things that you know. So yeah, you know, just keep your ears listening and your eyes watching in terms of that. But with music, I recommend Christ music, because Christ music is hot music, and it's better than the worldly music, secular artists that you listen to, which influence you to get depressed and do the wrong stuff and get divorced and all those stuff. That's not what Christ music does. Instead, it inspires you to go and change people's lives and love them. Yeah, which is awesome. So I'll see you guys after this short, not really short, but two songs that will give you and something that's amazing. Yeah.
We're losing faith. I feel this life ain't fair sometimes. I feel this mic don't work sometimes. I'm speaking out when the world don't shine, but the world don't hear me most of the time. People complain, wanna be changed, live every day doing the same, wondering why we could never be better, but never realize we're creating the pain. We point every finger, let the blame linger. These problems are calling us telephone ringer. We killing each other, we grilling each other. Not feeling each other, won't chill with each other until we discover we're making this mess. Issues are here that no one will address. Wait till these problems get out of control, then we decide to protest. We need some success to come next. I confess that we're losing this war on humanity. We're cursing this life, profanity. We care how we look, vanity. The violence we're seeing, nobody is fleeing, agreeing that this is insanity. The days that we waste, the lives that we take, the hearts that we break, we're losing our faith.
Eyes on the same,
we're losing faith.
Truth concealed now,
we're losing faith.
There is a call for
we're losing faith.
Lay your hearts in
we're losing faith.
Once we turn to
where's our faith?
Love and truth.
Where's our faith?
There is a call for the
where's our faith? What happened to our trust in God? I know we feel this life is hard, but all of a sudden we disregard the truth that moves our faith in God. Too many distractions to ever gain traction. It's time to wake up and get up and show up and let everyone know we'll take action. It
just takes a fraction. Get all of the facts in. Just need a few now to get people's reactions. What happens to people relying on prayer? The bed's on their knees and no Jesus is there. How many are reading the Bible? These days in the craziness life, I don't think many care. The future is coming, we're running from it. We're coming from it. I know some will commit more regrettable crimes and learn nothing from it. Love can permit if we let it take over. Life isn't over. Time to get up, let the dirt off our shoulder. Hoping and praying my children will live in a better time when they get older. We need a revival to change us, to cherish the life that he gave us. The sacrifice is what made us. Where's the faith that saved us?
Eyes unseen,
we're losing faith.
Truth concealed now,
we're losing faith.
There is a call for
the light, we're losing faith.
Faithful hearts in
the light, we're losing faith.
Hearts we turn to,
where's our faith?
The love and truth,
where's our faith?
There is a call for the light,
where's our faith?
Play. Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
So getting into the topic, remember I said I'm not going to say welcome back? I did not say it. Okay, well, I technically did it, but did not. Yeah, so never mind that part. Getting into the topic, belief. Now, belief itself, it was something that actually caught my attention. And I was like, wow, belief, yeah. What can I speak about on belief? And something that triggered me is I've actually been at a part, let me say, a point in my life. I almost said at a part, but let me say, yeah, right now, I'm at a point in my life where it's belief that I'm really tackling, you know. I'm tackling belief, and I want to get to a point where what I believe, you know, produces the right fruits in my life. So that's the point where I am, and you'll understand as I go on further. But now, belief. When I read the word belief, I was like, wow, that strikes me, you know. It actually strikes me, and I should actually do something about it. Then I went to actually research the definition of belief. And it's interesting, the stuff that I got. So I actually love the definition of belief according to Wikipedia. So when Wikipedia actually describes belief or defines belief. Now, not describes, because we're going to actually look at the descriptions and the examples and all the stuff. But Wikipedia defines belief as trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. That's what belief is. Boom! So think about that. Trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. Trust, faith, or confidence. Those three. Now, those three are really interesting stuff, eh? I was like, yo, trust. Wow. It took me to actually the stuff that I'm going through. I mean, I'm at a point where in life, the stuff that I want to happen, they're not happening. The stuff that I need, that I don't have. And I need to trust. And not just trust anyone, but there's the right person that I need to trust. And my question was, do I really trust that person? Do I trust that person to a point where I'm like, I'm going to get this? This person is going to provide. So that actually challenged me, you know. And then you go to the faith. Like, wow, faith. How much faith do I have in this person? Like, do I have faith that says whether I'm doing the right stuff or not, he's going to provide. Whether I believe or not, he's going to provide. It's interesting how they also go together. Trust, faith. And then the last one is confidence. How much confidence do I have in this person? Yep. How much confidence do I have in this person? Do I have confidence to a point where I know even if someone else has to come with their own motives, or for example, they come with a gun or a knife, I'm still gonna be confident enough to say I'm trusting this person and I'm gonna believe in this person, and my confidence is found in that person. So there was some of the questions that came towards me, and yeah, it's actually personal. Now, I actually went on further to look at descriptions and examples of belief. Yes, belief. And this is what it says: to actually get to a state where you acknowledge, if I can put it that way, sorry for taking long, but it's for you to actually think. You get to a point where you actually acknowledge that something is real or it's true. That's belief. So they're like, a BMW IA don't exist. And then you're like, no, I don't believe that. And then some point in your life later, you actually get to a point that, where you're like, yes, a BMW does exist. A BMW IA is actually real. It exists. Now, that took time, and you got to a point where you actually acknowledge that it exists. Now, same thing with the Lord, you know, same thing with God. You need to get to a point where he touches you. And yeah, you believe that he exists because you have experienced it yourself. It's not just someone else telling you about him, or someone else telling you about him. Like, was this the IA because that person, you know, believes more than you and all the stuff, you know. So it's not just that situation, but you actually believe because you have seen with your own eyes and felt and experienced. Yep. Yes. And then the second example was basically faith. Faith. faith on its own. Having faith, like, do I have faith? Now that's speaking to me and you guys as well. Do I have faith to a point where I'm like, oh my gosh, I got belief in me, and yeah, he is real. He is real and nothing can change that. Do I have that much faith? And then the last example obviously was trust or confidence. I have belief in his abilities. Now there was the example that, you know, Wikipedia basically gave. But now looking at that last one, basically it says trust or confidence. Do you have trust or confidence in this person? Do you, or do you not have, or you just saying it for the sake of saying it? You know, some people, they can say I trust you because there's other people watching, or to make you feel good or stuff like that, but they don't really do, you know. So what position are you in? And then the last sentence that, yeah, we read, which was I have belief in his abilities. Do you have belief in his abilities to actually provide, to bless, to give you what you need, you know, to get you to where you need to be? That, do you actually have that belief in your heart, knowing that this person has the abilities to do that? It's gonna provide, he's gonna do it, it's not gonna disappoint. Do you actually have faith and trust and confidence in those abilities? Because some people, man, you're like, yo, I can do this, and they're like, no, you can't. They don't have confidence in you. Now basically the whole of this belief that we're doing is basically so that, you know, people can actually acknowledge that and start seeing that their belief actually matters, and what they believe in is what is going to count, and it's what is going to determine where they end up in life. So it's actually interesting, and I actually want you guys to be taking notes, you know, because we're going to go into some real deep stuff. I mean, I got to that point where I had to question my belief. I'm like, okay, wait, all of this thing is happening, but Nash, do you really believe? Like, where is your belief? Not belief, do you really believe? Do you really believe? Now that is the question that I had. Do I really believe? Because yes, all of these things are happening, this is where I am in life, but come on, like, do you really believe, Nash? And that's obviously referring to Christ. And something that I can say is, if you go back to history, you as a Christian, you're supposed to be at a point where you love, you believe, and you're willing to risk your life for, you know, the belief that you stand for. Confidence in basically God, you know, confidence in Christ. That's the position that we're supposed to be in. And the question is, are you there? Are you there yet? You know, it reminds me of the movie, Are We There Yet? Yeah, you know that movie. Uh-huh. Yeah, that movie. But basically, the question is, are you there? What type of life do people see when they look at you? You know, what type of life is it? Is it a life where they actually see, yeah, this person believes in Christ? Or is it a life where they're like, ah, we don't even know if this person's a, you know, a Christian or a believer? I mean, if you take it back to Paul's time, Paul, yo, that guy was on some other level, eh? Paul, before he became Paul, he was Saul. I mean, he was killing Christians. If you take it back, okay, not back, you fast forward, you don't take it back, because yeah, in their time it was back in their time, but now you take it forward, you fast forward to our time. Paul was what you consider as ISIS. Yeah, you know ISIS. Yeah, they like chop off people's, yeah, their heads and all those stuff. They chop off Christians heads, and yeah they like, They too much, yeah. They're like, yeah, on some other level of theirs. So that's ISIS. And Paul was like that. Paul used to throw Christians, you know, basically into prison. And it was all because of the fact that they believed in God. They believed that they're right with God through faith, you know. By them believing in God, yeah, you know, and accepting Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, you know. Because of that, he believed that they need to be thrown into jail. I mean, he was all about actions, you know. you need to do this, that, that. You need to make sure you stick to the law. You do what the law says. And yeah, you're going to be right with God. So whenever they come with their faith, it was like, what are you talking about? This thing that you're talking about, I do not stand for it. Now, that was Paul back in those times. And something that was interesting is he had an encounter with God. He changed. And yeah, obviously, he went from Saul to Paul now. And now he is now preaching the Bible. I mean, can imagine ISIS, the leader of ISIS, just came from chopping one of the people's heads in front of you. And then you see him again. This time, he's not chopping heads. He's preaching to you. First question is like, what happened to you? In fact, you'll be wondering, is this person acting so that we can go to him and then he captures us? Or is this person really being sincere and all this stuff? And obviously he was sincere because he had an encounter and he changed. Back in his time, he changed. And that is the interesting part. Now, he changed to a point where he was willing to die for the faith. You know, the same thing that he was doing to other people, it's the same thing that he started. You know, basically, the position that the other people that were in, where he was killing them, he actually ended up in the same situation where he was being persecuted for his faith in Christ. Now, some of us, if they have to come and they actually like, I'm going to shoot you to death if you believe in Christ. Some of us, if they had to ask us, do you still believe in Christ? We'll be like, no. Why? Because, yeah, we are not rooted and grounded in the love of God. But now, back in Paul's time, I mean, Christians were burnt in the street. You know, they actually lived a life where they were used as candles to light up the streets. So they hated Christians to a point where they would tie them on a pole, if I can put it that way. Or yeah, back in those times, I wonder what they used. Maybe they used a tree that they cut down and then they formed it into, but a tree would burn. So they probably used poles, you know. So back in their time, they actually tied up Christians and actually used them like a candle. And they burnt them. Why? Because they are Christians. They believe in Christ. Now that was back in their time. And if you have to take it to our time, how are we living our life? Like, are we living our life like how they used to live their life, where we are solid, you know, and our belief is actually rooted and grounded in the Word. Our foundation of the belief is actually the Word of God itself, you know. And obviously, back in Paul's time, you got people who also used to be like, yeah, I'm a Christian. And then, yeah, when they want to persecute them, they're like, no, I'm not a Christian. Yeah, you're probably mistaken. It wasn't me. It was probably the person next to me. And then you thought it's me. You got people like that, obviously. But now, you had people who are actually sincere with their faith. And they actually stood for what they believe in. I mean, that's what the definition of belief is. If I can actually read it again. I mean, when we started, belief is basically trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. I mean, for you to actually be at the point where you trust, you know, and you have confidence in the Lord, shows that, yeah, you have had an encounter and you've changed. And that's what happened to Paul. Now, that what makes us different from Paul? I mean, what makes you different from Paul? And something that I can say is, people don't go out there and tell other people about Jesus because they do not believe. I mean, most of them don't believe, so they see it as useless to go and tell someone else about Jesus. They don't have trust and confidence in the Bible and what the Word says. They don't have trust and confidence in Christ himself. So what do? They don't go out there and be witnesses. But instead, yeah, they like sit down. They're like, we're not going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to be comfortable and live my life the way I want to live. So that's the type of life they're living. Now, before we get into the deep stuff, because we're going to get into actually the time of Paul, and read actually scripture and what the Bible has to say about what we have to do. So before we do that, we're going to go for a break, and then we'll come back and finish it off with a bang.
Jordan Armstrong, Keandra Lockett, DJ Dex, this is the mixtape, Jesus Fashion and Beats.
Whoa, whoa.
So, getting back into it. Now, we back with the bang. We're gonna do this and we actually gonna get into the word itself. I mean, back in Paul's time. So, we're gonna take a journey back in Paul's time. And I want to actually imagine, yeah, you know, that was the David Nash, you know, dictionary phrases. That is you actually, I want you to actually, you know, yeah. So the actually, don't worry about it. It's in the David Nash dictionary phrases. So I want you to activate your imagination. And let's take a journey back into Galatians chapter 5. And this is what it says. Now it's titled, Persevere Your Freedom. Now right there, perseverance. Perseverance produces character. I mean, people don't understand this, you know, they don't understand this concept. But persevere in your freedom. A lot of people don't tell people about Jesus because they don't have character. And they don't have character because they do not persevere. They come, they give their life, but they don't persevere in the belief that they just got, the belief that they have in Christ, you know. That's why they don't have character, and that's why they don't tell people about Jesus. That's why if someone has to come with a gun, they would deny Jesus, which is bad. They'll end up where they're not supposed to be. So, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is what it says. Freedom is what we have. Christ has set us free. Stand, then, as free people. And do not allow yourself to become slaves again. Listen, I, Paul, tell you that if you allow yourself to be circumcised, it means that Christ is of no use to you at all. Now, for you to understand the circumcision part, back in Paul's time, like I said, Paul, before he was Paul, when you are still Saul, what happened is he used to believe that your actions are what gets you right with God. And back in their time, they believed that if you circumcise yourself, you are right with God. Not faith in Christ. They didn't have that. They were not, you know, they didn't have a belief where it's you and believing in God that makes you right with Him. They thought that actions are what make you right with God. And this is what it's saying. And then it goes on to say, Christ, okay, basically, from verse 2, I'm going to take it from where it says, listen, I, Paul, tell you that if you allow yourself to be circumcised, it means that Christ is of no use to you at all. Once more, I warn you, any man who allows himself to be circumcised, that he is obliged to obey the whole law. Those of you who try to be put right with God by obeying the law, have cut yourselves from Christ. And then it goes on to say, you are outside God's grace. Now, like I said, back in those days, they believed that actions are what is going to get you right with God. So, yeah, they were like fully convinced that actions is what gets you right with God. And the funny thing is, even in our time, there's people that still believe that what you do is what is going to get you into heaven. And that is what's going to get you right with God. So that's the scary part. It's not just Paul's time, even in our time. Now, this is what Paul goes on to say. As for us, our hope is that God will put us right with him. And this is what we wait for by the power of God's Spirit working through our faith. Now, faith. I want you to take notes. Faith. Notice that he said faith. He didn't say actions. He said faith, spirit, God's spirit, and faith. Now, in order for you to have faith, you need to get God's spirit into you. You gotta be growing, you know, every single day. And then verse 6 goes on to say, for when we are in union with Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor the lack of it makes any difference at all. Now, yeah, whether you're circumcised or not circumcised, when you have Christ's spirit inside of you, it doesn't matter, because that is not what matters in the sight of God. What matters is faith that works through love. Ooh, I know, eh? It's like deep, man. It's deep. Faith that works through love. Then it goes on to say, you are doing so well. Now, this is back in his time. You know, the people that were back in his time, they were doing so well because they saw Christ get crucified. They believed and everything. But then, yeah, something went wrong. So, let's go back into verse 7. It says, you're doing so well. Who made you stop obeying the truth? How did he persuade you? It was not done by God who calls you. It was only a little yeast. Okay, so this is basically an example that he's using, and then to obviously explain. So he goes on to use this example. He says, it takes only a little yeast to make the whole batch of dough rise, as they say. But I still feel confident about you. Our life in union with the Lord makes me confident that you will not take a different view, and that the man who is upsetting you, whoever he is, will be punished by God. Now, basically, when you look at it, he says he's got full confidence, which is interesting, because when we go back to belief, what does belief say? Basically, the definition of belief is trust, yes, confidence, those two. Remember seeing them? Remember? Yeah. So right here, what is Paul saying? He's got full confidence that they won't change their ways to not trust in God. So yeah, belief, definition again, trust, faith, or confidence. Now he's saying he's got confidence that they will not leave the ways of the Lord. So same thing with us. You know, we're supposed to be at that point where we have full confidence in us believing the ways of the Lord and actually doing what the word says itself. Then he goes on to say, but as for me, my brothers, if I continue to preach that circumcision is necessary, why am I still being persecuted? If that were true, then my preaching about the cross of Christ would cause no trouble. I wish that the people who are upsetting you will go all the way. Let them go on and castrate themselves. Now, yeah, basically, he's saying whoever that caused you to actually be in a position where you're now living the ways of the Lord, may the Lord actually deal with that person. May that person actually experience God's anger because of such a horrible deed that they've done. And he's obviously telling the people of Galatian people, if I can put it that way. So he's telling the Galatian people that they should go back to the way they used to be at first, you know, when they accepted Jesus, when they actually had love, you know, for Christ's word and all those stuff. And that should be also our story, you know. We should actually be at that point where also us, you know, we go back to loving Christ A lot of people, yeah, we have knowledge, but the problem is we do not apply it. Then verse 13 says, as for you, my brothers, you are called to be free, but do not let this freedom become an excuse for letting your physical desires control you. Instead, let love make you serve one another. For the whole law is summed up in one commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you act like the wild animals, hurting and harming each other, then watch out or you will be completely destroyed by one another. What I say is this: let the Spirit direct your lives and you will not satisfy the desires of your human nature. For what our human nature wants is opposed to what the Spirit wants, and what the Spirit wants is opposed to what our human nature wants. These are two enemies, and this means that you cannot do what you want to do. Now, yeah, basically our human nature. I mean, you take an example of a person that gets slapped. What does the human nature want to do? Slap back. React. I mean, slap back, react. That's what it wants to do. But the Spirit doesn't want to do that. Instead, the Spirit wants to keep the peace. And that's where we should be. We should be operating according to the Spirit. That's what Paul is saying. Be led by the Spirit. Let the Spirit lead your lives. And then he goes on to say, if the Spirit leads you, then you are not subject to the law. What human nature does is quite plain. It shows itself in immoral, filthy, and indecent actions. In worship of idols and witchcraft, people become enemies and they start fighting. They become jealous, angry, and ambitious. They separate into parties and groups. Yep, sounds similar. Sounds familiar to some stuff that we know, eh? Sounds similar to some stuff that we're doing. In case that's you, better fix your life right now. Then goes on to say, they are envious. They get drunk, have orgies, yep, and do other things like this. I warn you now, as I have before, those who do these things will not possess the kingdom of God. But on the other side, we got good news. So, yeah, you might be in a position where that reflects you and all the stuff. Still got grace right now. You can still go to Christ and he's going to forgive you and you get your life right, you know. And then, this is the good news and the other side that you can all get to, which is, yeah, basically verse 22. He goes on to say, but the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. The Spirit has given us life. He must also control our lives. Ooh, that's deep, eh? It's like really deep. We must not be proud or irritate one another or be jealous of one another. Now, right there, Spirit, yeah. You know, basically the fruit of the Spirit right there. That is what we're supposed to have. Supposed to be in a position where we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Now, that's the fruit of the Spirit, and that's the position that we're supposed to be in. That's where we're supposed to be. And this was Paul actually speaking to the Galatians. But the funny thing is, even in our time, there's still people that are doing the same thing that back in those time, you know, back in Paul's time, the Galatians did. Yeah, so if you're in a position where you see your life is going the wrong direction, yeah, what is Paul saying? Sort yourself out and get back on track. Like he said, people who don't sort their lives and get back on track, what are they going to do? They will not see the kingdom of God. They will not enter unless they sort themselves out. Now, belief. Challenging your belief. What do you believe in? Do you believe in, yeah, no God, atheists, you know, stuff like that. There's people who are atheists out there. They believe there's no God. Is that you? Or do you believe in other gods? I mean, there's a god of thunder, like some other weird stuff that are out there. You know, there's the God of love. Do you believe in the God of love because you want to always fall in love and stuff like that? You got people that got, yeah, that type of thinking. And it's like really interesting, eh? It's like really interesting. They deny Jesus for the God of love. Imagine how can your mind operate on that level, which is interesting. So, yeah. Gotta sort yourself out and believe. Your belief is very important. Your belief, actually, if you didn't know, yeah, a lot of things that you do in life comes out of your belief. And yeah, I'm just gonna close off with the definition of belief again. So belief is described as trust, faith, or self-confidence in someone or something. I mean, I'm actually at the point where I believe in Christ. And yeah, wanna get into heaven? Don't wanna come judgment day. They asking me, what did you do with the life that I gave you? And I'm like, eh, Lord, yeah, I wasted it. No. Wanna go out there, tell people about Jesus. I mean, my biggest desire is actually to travel. It has always been my biggest desire. And I know I'm gonna go all over the world to change people's lives. And yeah, with that, the devil's not just gonna sit down and relax and say, wow, look at him, he's traveling all over the world, he's changing people's lives. I mean, it's like an example that I used. When you pray for something, the demons don't say, wow, look at that angel, he's coming with a prayer, look, it's going, wow, it's going to the person that, yeah, let's say Daniel is the one that prayed the prayer. He's not going to say, wow, look at Daniel, he's receiving his prayer. Whoa, there's the angel. Whoa, I gave him a Ferrari. Whoa. No, he's going to fight, man. They'll fight. They'll be like, you ain't going anywhere with that prayer request. If Daniel don't pray, ha, that prayer is not going to get to him. Now, that's the demon. So, what do you believe in? Your belief is very important. So, yeah, hope you guys took notes. Hope you guys learned a lot. And yeah, don't forget to catch us on our website, www, that's three W's. Yes, you know, some people kill four, some people kill two. I've heard it. I've been like, wow, that's interesting. So yeah, but we know what they mean, you know. Yeah, gotta understand, we family. What do families do? They cover up each other's mistakes and rebuke each other, you know. Yeah, that's what we gotta do. So when we say two W's, yeah, fix it up, man, you know. Now we do it. Yeah, that's the one. So, getting back to what I was saying, you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. That's our website. You can catch us on Ayono FM. Just go on Ayono FM and search for Active FM. You'll find us. Go on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Yes. On Instagram at ActiveFM777. On Facebook /ActiveFM777. Yeah, that is us. You can catch us on all of those different platforms, and I hope to see you same time, same place next week, Friday. Yeah, so make sure you share the shows, tell someone about it, and I believe, yeah, goes back to belief. I believe and I have confidence and I have faith and I trust that you're gonna give someone this show, gonna share it out, and you'll download it, comment, yeah, tell us what you think and what you want to hear about next week. See you guys next week, Friday. Toodles.
it's in my veins. This my lane, I became involved in a rap game, a rap.
The car, are you ready to die? When he found my diss, man, my murder music, am I ready to die? Conservative, religious, Korean parents, they were not letting it slide. Mom at the radio antenna ready, she was already inside. I used to get beat before I used to get beats. Why are there so many bad words? Too much cursing, listen to worship CDs. You a good student, you know ghetto, why you trying to be that? You Korea, stupid, you yellow, why you trying to be black? Yo, I struggle to explain my true passion for this game. How 36 chambers changed my life, I was never the same. Mr. Cheeks, Las Renee, met the cow, brought the pain. Scarface showed me the block, Big L taught me the slang. Rap City basement freestyles that trigger my brain. Bump Nas and McLean, when I closed my eyes, I was on trains. Star Wars graffiti, you feel me? I was getting ordained. Rick Lee, lyrics flip the name. Hip hop lives in my veins. I'm just saying.
This my lane, it's in my veins. It's in my veins. This my lane, I became involved in a rap game, a rap. It's a true story, not a new story. Been living with this for mad long. It's kinda like a how I grew story. Used to rhyme off karaoke systems, get my demo tapes, spitting bars on street corners, basement studios, no breaks. Place my life savings on night cravings. Hungry for success, about to take off, my flight's waiting. A Tupac fanatic, Eve, who's that girl fanatic? Knew more about this culture than my own culture fanatic. Is she the real deal? Yeah, that's automatic. All them fake rapper chicks think they got it, they have it. Come on. Struggle, but I'll never leave this mic alone. Never. Better believe it, I can repeat it. This my call and never leave it. Jesus blessed me with this gift, I openly receive it. Yeah. I keep on making music, hoping that a life can change. This is what keeps me here, it's in my veins. This my lane, it's in my veins. It's in my veins. This my lane, I became involved in a rap game, a rap. Youngster. We're losing faith. I feel this life ain't fair sometimes. I feel this mic don't work sometimes. I'm speaking out when the world don't shine, but the world don't hear me most of the time. Complain, wanna be changed, live every day doing the same, wondering why we could never be better, but never realize we're creating the pain. We point every finger, let the blame linger. These problems are calling us telephone ringer. We killing each other, we grilling each other, not feeling each other, won't deal with each other until we discover we're making this mess. Issues are here that no one will address. Wait till these problems get out of control, then we decide to protest. We need some success to come next, I confess that we're losing this war on humanity. We're cursing this life, profanity. We care how we look, vanity. The violence we're seeing, nobody is fleeing, agreeing that this is insanity. The days that we waste, the lives that we take, the hearts that we break, we're losing our faith.
Eyes on the TV,
we're losing faith.
Truth concealed,
we're losing faith.
There is a call for
we're losing faith.
We're losing faith.
Where's our faith?
Where's our faith?
Where's our faith? What happened to our trust in God? I know we feel this life is hard, but all of a sudden we disregard the truth that moves our faith in God. Too many distractions to ever gain traction. It's time to wake up and get up and show up and let everyone know we'll take action. It just takes a fraction. Get all of the facts in. Just need a few now to get people's reactions. What happened to people relying on prayer? The bed's on their knees and no Jesus is there. How many are reading the Bible? These isn't the crazy of this life. I don't think many care. The future is coming, we're running from it. We're coming from it. I know some will commit more regrettable crimes and learn nothing from it. Love can permit if we let it take over. Life isn't over. Time to get up, let the dirt off our shoulder. Hoping and praying my children will live in a better time.
faith.